The Sudbury 17 fire, which is burning about 96 kilometers west of the city, remains out of control today, and remains at more than 4,200 hectares in size. Fire crews in that area are conducting suppression work and trying as much as possible to protect property. The emergency area order declared on June 5 Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry, MNRF, remains in affected parts of the Sudbury district. The following areas must be evacuated immediately. The townships of Olenek, Plord, South Half, Prescott, Redden, West Half, Strain, Teesdale, Ponset, Lehman, Lockyer, Giroux and Guyashik, unless authorized by a travel permit issued by the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry. You can also view the implementation order map. The implementation order also restricts travel on the following roads, unless you're in possession of an authorized travel permit issued by the Sudbury District MNRF office. The implementation order map also outlines these travel restrictions. Travel, use, and access is restricted on the following roads. Highway 553, also known as the Massey Tote Road, south of Cameron Creek. West Branch Road south of Fleck Creek in Weeks Township. Highway 810, also known as the Massey Tote Road, south of Ritchie Falls. Johns Creek Road at Porter Creek. Fox Lake Road at Center Creek. Kitts Creek Road at Boone TWP Road, Boone Township Boundary. Highway 553, also known as the Massey Tote Road, in Olenek Township, south of Gervais Township. Peckers Road at the Jobin, Guyashik Township Boundary. As of Thursday evening, there are two new confirmed fires in the region. Chaplot 9 is located 19 kilometers south of Highway 101 and 1 kilometer west of Turner Lake. The 0.3 hectare fire is not under control. Sault Ste. Marie 7 is located 1 kilometer south of Gull Lake and 6 kilometers north of Golay Lake, nestled just outside the Algoma Headwater Provincial Park. The 0.7 hectare fire is not under control. Including new fires, there are currently 34 active fires in the Northeast region. Fires currently under control include Sudbury 13 at 0.1 hectares, Cochrane 9 at 5 hectares, Cochrane 2 at 0.4 hectares, and Wawa 2 at 105 hectares, Timmins 8 at 0.8 hectares, Hearst 4 at 12 hectares, Kirkland Lake 6 at 0.2 hectares, Sault Ste. Marie 3 at 2.8, Algonquin Park 6 at 30 hectares. Fires being held include Pembroke 1 at 43.7 hectares, Cochrane 8 at 35 hectares, Cochrane 3 at 80 hectares, Sudbury 16 at 14.1 hectares, Sudbury 15 at 3.4 hectares, Algonquin Park 7 at 2.1 hectares, Sault Ste. Marie 5 at 3 hectares, Sault Ste. Marie 6 at 4 hectares. Fires currently not yet under control. Kirkland Lake 5 at 2,100 hectares, Timmins 7 at 120 hectares, Cochrane 7 at 7,071 hectares, Cochrane 6 at 1,239 hectares, Cochrane 5 at 11 hectares, Hearst 5 at 90 hectares, Sault Ste. Marie 4 at 14 hectares, Sudbury 19 at 253 hectares, Sudbury 18 at 1.5 hectares, Sudbury 17 at 5,277 hectares, Sudbury 11 at 31 hectares, Sudbury 10 at 958 hectares, Chaplot 8 at 0.2 hectares, Chaplot 6 at 458 hectares, Chaplot 3 at 3,134 hectares, Wawa 3 at 6,678 hectares. Restricted fire zone. Due to the extreme forest fire hazard, The Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry has declared a restricted fire zone effective Thursday, June 1, at 12:01 a.m. local time for the districts of Hearst, Cochrane, Kapuskasing, Chaplot, Wawa, Timmins, Kirkland Lake, Sault Ste. Marie, Blind River, Sudbury, North Bay, Minden, Parry Sound, Bracebridge, Pembroke, a northern portion of the Peterborough, Bancroft District, and the southeastern portion of the Far North District. No open-air burning, including campfires, is permitted within the boundaries of a restricted fire zone. Portable gas or propane stoves may be used for cooking and warmth but must be handled with extreme caution. All burning permits are suspended. The restricted fire zone is in place until further notice. Visit ontario.ca/forestfire for more details and follow us on Twitter at @ownforestfires.